In this bulletin, Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani speaks after fleeing Kabul to the United Arab Emirates. Australia's third wave of COVID-19 threatens to eclipse the daily tally of last year's second wave. And in sport, the third Bledisloe Cup test match in doubt due to border and quarantine rules. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Exiled Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani has broken his silence, saying he left Kabul to prevent bloodshed. President Ghani live-streamed his comments over Facebook from an unknown location within the United Arab Emirates, where he and his family have fled.
I was forced to leave Afghanistan with one set of traditional clothes, a vest, and the sandals I was wearing. I'm grateful for the security and defense force, and I'm proud of them. They were not defeated, and they did not fail. We failed in politics. It was the failure of the Taliban leadership, government leadership, and the political failure of international allies. This was a failure of the peace process that changed to a war process.
Mr. Ghani has been criticized for leaving, however denied allegations that he fled the presidential palace with cars full of money. The United Arab Emirates says it has accepted Mr. Ghani and his family on humanitarian grounds. And a former interpreter for the Australian Army has allegedly been shot by the Taliban while trying to reach Australia's first military evacuation flight out of Kabul airport. 26 people were able to board the flight, which has capacity to carry up to 128. They include Australian citizens, Afghan nationals, and a foreign official working for an international agency. One man who served with Australians in Uruzgan between 2010 and 2011 says he'd been waiting in line to reach the airport gate when a member of the Taliban guarding a checkpoint shot him in the leg. Prime Minister Scott Morrison couldn't comment on the alleged incident.
What I'll simply say is this. Kabul's a dangerous place, and we've got Australians operating in a very dangerous environment. To get their fellow Australians and those who've helped our cause over a long period of time and to bring them to safety in Australia. And they're all heroes.
Australia believes its mission can evacuate about 600 people in total. The UK says it evacuated 1,000 people. Germany was able to fly 130 people out, and France more than 200. The United States says it hopes to get 5,000 to 9,000 people out of the country. To Australia Now, a New South Wales opposition is promising to support a stricter lockdown if that's what's recommended by health experts. The state recorded 633 community cases on Wednesday and 3 deaths, with the majority of the infections in southwest and western Sydney. Under repeated questioning, Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant refused to say whether she had recommended a harsher lockdown. Opposition leader Chris Minns says if she does, however, Labor would offer its support. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the worst is yet to come. There's fear and uncertainty among Aboriginal communities in western New South Wales as the Delta variant continues to spread. Australian Defence Force personnel and Australian medical assistance teams have been sent to some parts of the region to assist community members with the current crisis. Victorian authorities are working to find the source of several mystery COVID-19 cases in Melbourne's southeast suburbs. It's expected the number will be at least 40 today, however, the official figures are yet to be released. Meanwhile, in the Northern Territory, officials are expected to announce the lifting of a lockdown in Greater Darwin and Katherine today. And people who've held a prospective marriage visa for more than 12 months are now eligible to apply for a travel exemption to start their life in Australia. Australian citizens, permanent residents and their immediate family members have been able to enter the country without an exemption during the border closure. But many fiancés have been stuck overseas despite holding a visa due to the strict eligibility criteria for a travel pass. The change is expected to allow 1,600 people to immediately apply to come to Australia. To sport now, and Rugby Australia remains hopeful the third Bledisloe Cup test will proceed in Perth later this month, despite a change in border arrangements with New Zealand. The Bledisloe match is scheduled for Perth Stadium on the 28th of August, but doubts have surfaced it will go ahead with the All Blacks caught up in New Zealand's snap lockdown. The West Australian government changed its border restrictions in response to the outbreak, meaning all travellers from New Zealand must now quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. Premier Mark McGowan isn't guaranteeing the match will go ahead, but says the All Blacks could be made to follow similar protocols to those used for interstate AFL teams.
We may have to work out some arrangement, or it may be they have to comply with, there may be a bubble, or they may have to just comply with the rules that exist for everyone else.
And taking a look at today's weather now in Perth, showers 18 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. 18 degrees in Melbourne today, similar conditions. In Hobart, it'll be partly cloudy as well, 16. In Canberra, mostly sunny, 16 degrees. Sydney, sunny, 21. In Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22. 27 degrees in Cairns and 33 in Darwin, sunny. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.